I want to pursue good or do good toward one another when they have hurt me. Now watch. I want to know what that means. How am I going to know what good is? What is the good? Okay? Let's start with our thinking this way. First of all, you want to realize one thing. Only God,
who are taken captive by him at his will. Chapter 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own.
That instead of pursuing their good, what you would do is you would defend yourself. You will guard yourself. You will protect yourself. This is the opposite. Those of you who like antonyms, I'm giving you the antonym of seeking good. If I don't seek good, the old man, the flesh person, resists making confession.
Pull out the passages we read in Isaiah. Pull out the passages we read in Daniel. And just rest. And you're going to be drawn to this. Thank you. In fact, if you're honest, you know, I'm sorry I got a little distressed there, God. Because now I see it from your perspective. You got it all under control. You're God. I trust you. Let's close and work that. Isaiah, Daniel, John. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are that they have revealed to us a little more of what kind of God you are. Father, we will spend all eternity grasping you. But how wonderful it is just to get a little bit more, just another glimpse of the magnitude of the God we worship. How foolish we are when we become distressed. How foolish we are when we become stressed out. When we contemplate and keep our minds set on you. What kind of God you are. What you've done, what you're going to do. Your Father had the hands and the wisdom to interpret our past, our present, and our future. Father, we're sorry to be so vain. To relate all of this down to us. But that's why you gave it to us. So that we would have this hope and this confidence and this peace over the big picture of the warfare that's going on. We praise you, God, for the God you are. We rejoice in your Son's precious name. Amen.
With fear. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of... I also bid thee again.